to the skies very high.
Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. My name is Will Jones. The following information is not for training, but personal experiences and reflections on the world of power paragliding as I know. All guests of Talking PPG Radio have formed their own ideas, thoughts, and opinions on the world of power paragliding. They are not necessarily the thoughts or opinions of Talking PPG Radio. You may agree or disagree to what you hear. Talking PPG Radio is here to get conversations, thoughts, ideas about the world of power paragliding. Safety first. I highly recommend a qualified instructor. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy.
Guys, welcome back. Will Jones here, Talking PPG Radio. Almost a year, I guess, since I've actually signed on. Last thing I was talking about was the Beach Blast, and then everything got crazy busy. Ended up canceling my trip to Palm Bay, canceling my trip to Beach Blast. Crazy 2015. Nothing, no injury, no death, no nothing like that. Just busy. Let me get you caught up with me. What's been going on? Like I said, in 2015, the Palm Bay had the time off, was gonna go, and ended up having to cancel heading down there because what I ended up doing was opening a lawn care service. Yes, and also still doing my full time job. So that kind of consumed my 2015 like a monster. So even the moments that I had time to go fly, usually the weather was bad. So let me just tell you, in 2015 I did not get any air time at all, PPG time at all. Yeah, I've been doing this for what, 8 years, and I've at least gone up no less than 15, 20, 30 times. And this year I did not get in the air one time, or 2015. So it has been a crazy, it was at the crazy 2015, but a good crazy for me, because starting the lawn care service, which is a business I've probably been wanting to do for years and years and years. Of course, it's very competitive here in the Louisville area, but I did very well my first year back. I did it 20 plus years ago, just with a lawnmower in my, in the back trunk, and do you really even call it a lawn care service? I had some customers, but went big time this time, but I did not stop working my full-time job because I did not want to jump into the fire and get burned. I'm not that kind of person. So, but what ended up happening, it ended up being a second full-time job. So that killed any extra time whatsoever that I had. So that's what's been going on with me, guys. And I want to thanks for the guys that actually have sent some emails out there that have said, hey, where you at? Miss you and all that. The support is still there. And I'm not going to lie to you, at one point, midsummer or whatever, and I hadn't put anything out, I thought about just getting on here and say, guys, thank you very much for the support. I'm going to shut down Talking PPG Radio. It has been a nice run. And for all the people that have helped me spread the PPG news that I've brought out over the years, good, some good, a lot of good, hopefully, a little bad, and maybe some rocky road stuff, there's some people out there that don't like me, don't like what I say, but you know what, if the truth hurts, I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. My main concern was safety and get the truth out, and there have been some things that actually, I'm not going to lie to you, that concern me, but anyway, we'll move on for now. Hopefully I like to stay on the good side of PPG. And my biggest, I guess what a lot of you guys have known, I love talking about the upcoming fly-ins. If you're a new guy, I preach about it. Go back and listen to my old shows, and you'll hear me talking about going to the fly-ins, and that's where you learn the most. I've tried to direct this show more around the new guys out there that are looking craving for information when it comes to PPG, like I was when I first got into it. When I first got in it, it was the Power Paragliding show. I probably listened to the, I couldn't wait till the next show came out, you know, and I listened over and over. Great information from guys that have been in the sport for years, and I would listen to it and listen to it and listen to it. And then they did kind of like what I did, kind of like, you know, a show here and there. It got kind of sporadic, and they just kind of stopped it, shut it down, you know. And you could still find some of the podcasts and stuff. I've listened to some of the old shows. I used to have them all recorded and listen to them over and over, because the information was unbelievable, you know. I mean, just more information than you know what to do with. And that's one of the things I came in there and tried to continue that, you know, the information of, you know, gear, training, and all those things. So, and I think there's always a need for that. And so, you know, we'll see what we can do. We'll see how many shows I can get out during the non-flying season for us Midwest guys is my plan. And I know I will be inundated with not only my full-time job but my lawn service during the summertime, so it will be hard for me to get anything out and stuff. And it's flying season, you know. Most people are, what they're doing, flying, you know. Who wants to sit and listen to me talk about flying when you can go out and fly? So, but anyway, upcoming fly-ins that I plan to get in touch with these guys. Don Jordan, Palm Bay fly-in, which if you go to USPA, guys, you can go check the calendar out, and these are actually on there finally, and I've been looking to see when they actually put the date on there. So it looks like it's going to happen again. Palm Bay fly-in, March 18th, 19th, and 20th. We'll give Don a call and see if I can't get some information about that. The Beach Blast looks like it's back on again. I'm sure John is probably still going to be a PPG2 rating required May 11th through the 15th. And then Endless Foot Drag, which is also, I'm pretty sure, is going to be a PPG2 requirement to go to. And that's Britton Shaw. I haven't talked to Britton in the last couple of years. I have to call Britton and see how that's all going and get called back up with him. Britton was one of the first guys I talked to. And matter of fact, the first person that I interviewed on my show years ago. So I have to get back with him and see how everything's going. It's been a while. Those are the three fly-ins that I will get in touch with the people and try to get the information out to you as soon as I can, so you can plan ahead of time. That's what it's all about. So, and like I said, it's been a while. And so, of course, one of the other places I always go to is the Yahoo groups, PPG Big List, see what people are talking about. Biggest things right now are what I notice is a lot of people are talking about gear, buying used gear, buying, you know, how many of you guys got something for Christmas and stuff, you know, what do you look for, you new guys, if you're going to buy used equipment? You can get into this cheaper with used equipment, but you need to know what you're getting, you know. And that's where a trainer, somebody that's in the sport or knows, before you just do like I did, go out, buy something, and you're not going to get any air with it, you know. So, but those are the things that I am going to continue to try to do, is get information out to you guys. So, I appreciate all the support that I've had over the last several years, and we'll try to keep this going. And it almost irked me to even think about shutting it down, you know. It's like, whoa, you know, I still love flying PPG. Time, life changes, and you have other interests, you do other things, but, man, PPG is with me for life. I just, you know, I'm looking at new motors and stuff, you know. Do I really want to invest in a new motor? Oh, I tell you what's disappointing right now, though, is it looks like I may have to go dedicated trike. I got some issues going on that with my knees, that my 70-pound Fresh Breeze Simo, way too heavy. You know, I dropped 40 pounds over the summer just to think about buying a lighter motor. So I'm either going to go full-time trike, and I'm going to end up building a tiny trike, because right now I have one of the bigger ones, the Fly Products trike, you know, I have one of those, but I want a smaller one, like the tiny trike that Rick ended up building. Dang on it, sorry Rick, can't remember your last name all of a sudden. But anyway, I've been wanting to build one of those for the past however many years since I saw him actually build one. And so I may end up going that route. So that's where I'm at right now, guys, with Powered Paragliding, the show, upcoming things I want to talk about, and 2016. You know, how many of you guys already been in the air? Here in the Midwest, we're just, you know, it's like, what, 50-something degrees now, but they're talking about snow and stuff that's coming through here real soon, and rain and wind and all those things. So I am looking forward to 2016 and get some air time. Think I'm going to put Palm Bay on my calendar to go this year, because that would probably be one of the only ones I could probably get to due to my lawn season. And of course, the Indian Hair Hogs, I'm going to try to make sure I go to that this year. So, but we'll stop there. I wanted to get you guys caught up with the show and me and what's going on. And once again, stay tuned. We'll get something out here really soon. So that's all I got for now, guys. Safety first, guys. Fly safe. See you in the air. Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio. Thanks.